Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Just wrap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
The national security police state is about enslaving the American people and ensuring that we do not peacefully rectify the criminal foreign takeover of the government. Tyranny is about interests taking over government and using it to rob the public. It is criminals in control of government. Barack Obama's cabinet, filled with criminals and wannabe criminals and people that have stepped down because they're criminals, is nothing. They're just low-level criminals put in place. And I see all these suckers, all these fools on CNN, Fox, all of them, drunk with this reflected glory of Barack Obama, this puppet on this ridiculous train tour with a Biden. All of these people there to sell the suckers on change when the only change they're getting is more regulation, more taxation, more control, more police state. And that's what's so sad, because I know I'm right. I know who controls this administration. I understand the system. And it literally, during the break, during the last 5 minutes when the news was on, I was just in here thinking, how do I reach out to people? How do I convince them? I know our general audience is informed and knows what's going on. But the public, many of them don't. They know George Bush was bad, but they have no idea that it's a bait and switch. So how do we reach out to them? How do we turn this around? You know, they're comparing Bush to Nixon leaving right now. He's the bad guy, but the good guy is Barack Obama. Then you analyze his policies, and it's the same thing. Foreign private banks are imploding our economy with their Trojan horse system right now. They are engaging in a, by design, global collapse into a worldwide depression where the solution will be a worldwide world bank, as Newsweek magazine has said that you will pay your carbon taxes to on everything you do in your life. This will make the IRS look like angels. Everything is going to a cashless society to track and trace and control everything you do. Now, the good news is the system's lost all credibility. They're hoping that by the media getting behind this puppet Obama, that somehow that will stall the public long enough so they can get their world government system in place. But we've got to reach out now during this key phase and expose it. That's why Obama himself has said he's got a couple hundred days when he first gets into office. And he says he's going to have a blitzkrieg of legislation and a new banker takeover bill and trillions more for foreign banks with no transparency or no oversight, where we've got to pay the taxes for that money and then pay interest on the money that we give to the banks. We give them interest on money we give them. Do you understand that? Do you compute that? Do you read that? Do you understand how they have introduced a bill? I covered this last week. I forget the bill number. I'll cover it a week and a half. I'll pull it up. It's in the headline news archive at Infowars.com. The bill says that instead of just passing piecemeal bills to ban certain guns and can go after certain firearms, that the attorney general can just ban any gun he wants. It gives him the power, the illegal, illegitimate power, to ban whatever he wants by executive fiat. They're openly saying they're going to have armed troops on the streets of America, not just for the inauguration. That's going to be used to condition the public to seeing that. We're being totally taken over here. All right, I got to go to the calls, and then I'm going to get back into the news. Mike in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I don't know where to start, but let me first say, David Rockefeller, all these people, Kissinger, they're nobodies. People need to look up and do research on the Hanseatic League, the Teutonic Knights. It's a German death cult. I mean, you know it. You read Manly P. Hall, and you know that.
Well, no, I mean, it's the black nobility, the old money, the royalty out of Europe, allied with the Rothschild banks.
If people don't know the whole picture, they're never going to know the name of the tune, and it's eugenics. They need to understand.
And that's it. Why they want socialism, to get everybody on the government dole so they can control and micromanage every facet of your life. It's about IBM. It's about the human genome. It's about Endgame.
Exactly. People are getting caught up talking about mindless, useless information.
Yeah, while everybody's distracted on the puppet of Barack Obama, who runs nothing, while everybody's debating him and how he's the savior, the real power elite are in control.
You'll never know who they are. You'll never see them. Now, I don't know if you heard this news. Did you hear? It was yesterday. Obama was in Philadelphia, and he called for a new Declaration of Independence.
Yes, they're calling for a new America.
Cover this?
Yes, and no, I was out of town, but I didn't read it. And he's saying, again, that he'll be like Lincoln, reorganize America. Well, what happened under Lincoln? Wars, death, secret arrest, congressmen being arrested, total control. Exactly. He'll be the savior. They create the crisis. They give you the puppet savior. They bring in their world government.
Oh, you watch him on the news. Everyone's calling him the Messiah. I mean, people need to understand this. That, I mean, we've never had a black president in the history of this country, which I'm not against blacks.
And the, exactly, and the one we get is a total New World Order front man.
People need to do their research, and they need to know that Judgment Day is upon us.
No doubt we're in deep trouble, my friend. Keith in Austin, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I was just wondering, man, that you should probably go on to, like, another radio show that, you know, has your same beliefs and your same, like you're saying, how you're going on local, why don't you go on, like, national ones, like Michael Savage show. Have you ever heard
Michael
of him?
Savage, Michael Weiner, the beatnik, wouldn't have me on. So that's a separate issue. The main fake conservative shows won't, but I do go on national shows. I was giving an example of myself locally with the host being informed.
Okay, well, can I get one more thing? You like how you said the elite, how they set Barack Obama up, you know, they're putting it out there for the population. I don't know, man. I've been discussing it with, you know, other people. Have you ever looked at the commemorative quarters and how, I don't know if it's stupid to you or not, but to me, I mean, I think I was looking at it, like you said, how the elite, how the last, you know, three quarters, one is Hawaii and then the one is Alaska and the other one was Arizona. You know, is that something? Like, I don't know, man. I was just looking at the commemorative quarters, you know.
Specifically, they've got us in 10 FEMA regions, and we're officially in the North American Union since March 24, 2005. We have all the government documents. It's public, but it's not on the news. Just like they announced the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, but then the next line said, we're just breaking it into subparts. It's deceptive criminals. They do whatever they want. And again, I'm not even attacking Barack Obama. He's a talented, slick, smart guy. It's a lot less insulting having a smart guy sit there and lie to you than having some, you know, person like Bush doing it. But he's still just a front man. And I see all these poor people who mean well sucked into believing he's going to save them and fix it, literally thinking that they're saved. And it's a total setup. Just watch. They are going to rape the economy. They're going to blow it out. And if you don't go along with it, your neighbors are going to turn you in.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. We're going to come back and talk to J.D. in Mississippi, Ken in Austin, Rob in Kansas, Betty in Wisconsin, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. You know, I've been doing these new audio blogs. I've only done a few of them, and I'm going to start doing them every couple days. Because, you know, at midnight at my house, I'm relaxed, I'm cool, calm, collected, I can actually go over data and a lot of facts, and I've done that today, but I just want to get on the air, I just want to warn people, it's live, I'm here begging you to not even look at what I look like or what I'm even saying, but look at the facts I'm presenting, because this stuff's real. I mean, they really do put cancer viruses in your vaccines. The government really does kidnap over 1 million kids a year in this country with no due process. They really do lie. I mean, I was talking to one of my friends. Their son was sick 2 days with the flu, so they sent him a letter saying, we're going to file criminal charges for truancy on your child. All about getting you in the system. Nothing. And then, of course, I know the state law in Texas is 14 truancies is truancy. 14 unexcused habits. It's just all lies. They don't care. They call you into these fake little family courts and say, sign the form or I'm going to have you arrested. And people waive their rights and sign the form when it's a contract fraud. It wasn't even real law. It's just, it's all fraud. It's all lies. It's a nation, a world of lies and corruption and fraud. And I know globalists are in control. I know that there's an advanced technological civilization under the shadow government, under continuity of government, under the National Security Act operating, and then we're all just down here in this false paradigm of baloney and lies. And I know it's bad for 99.9% of us. It's a tiny control freak elite that are out of control. We have to come together and resist it!
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I started the broadcast today talking about how the new Treasury Secretary they're trying to appoint, the nominee, didn't pay his income taxes and was told about it over a year ago and said, I don't care. Over 65% of Congress didn't pay him. They're lawless criminals. I saw an AP report that they're putting up signs all over D.C. saying this is a prostitution-free zone. I thought it was already illegal there. Truth is, most of them are using them. They're all over the streets. I was just there a few months ago. Hookers everywhere. You ought to see Georgetown, the elite areas. Watergate Hotel. We were going there to do an interview. Hookers everywhere. Executive limousines pulling up a Secret Service saying, turn your cameras off. Turn the cameras off. Hookers get out. They don't care about you. The elite doesn't care about you. In fact, they hate you. And that's the main point I'm trying to get across today. And I know, again, most of you know that. We got to warn people. We got to explain to them the scam that's going on. And I watched this sickening bandwagon for Barack Obama as if he's going to fix everything. And they say, get behind everything we're doing or you're holding it back. That's the system of control. Let's just rampage through your calls. J.D. in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, I'm running for mayor in my town here in Ripley. Running as a Democrat on the constitutional ticket. I'm running under the same principles as Ron Paul. I've got two opponents. Both of them are Marxists, sad to say. But I think it's looking pretty good at this point. I went to the Martin Luther King Memorial Service this afternoon, and it more or less turned out to be, you know, nothing for really Martin Luther King. They talked about Obama the entire time, and I was really disappointed with the hope that people have for this puppet. And
see, they're going to be delusional. They're going to buy whatever lie he puts out because, well, I signed on to this. It's got to work. I can't be wrong. I've got to go along with carbon taxes and secret police and trips on the streets and regulations on everybody. I got to watch my neighbor because my neighbor is against Obama. They're the ones holding back everything. He'd fix it, but they're not going along with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people, and that, this is what I was telling people. I was there, man, you got to look to yourselves. You have to look to the Constitution. This is not about some man. You know, Hitler was a man. I mean, you have to look to yourselves, and you have to look to, you know, Christ for your guidance. And if people don't start doing that, it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse every single day. And we have to start looking after ourselves and looking after ourselves at the local level, not just at, you know, the state level.
And that's where we can move in and block the New World Order. Here's Parade Magazine, published in most newspapers across the country. What I want for you and every child, a letter to my daughters from President-elect Barack Obama. And it's this photo of him and his family. And he's talking about how he's the nation's daddy, and he's what he wants for you, and how much he loves you, and how much he cares. He was the main guy that got the banker takeover bill passed so the foreign banks could steal $8.5 trillion and counting out of the treasury that we've got to pay back in taxes that go to offshore banks. This guy is a New World Order front man. It's disgusting, but he talks to us like he's the nation's daddy, and he's going to save us because it's change. And the public, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say it's change. It's change, yeah, but it's not the change we need. The change we need is to go back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Exactly. Instead, he's talking about radically expanding the size of the federal government.
And we know, as Ron Paul said, we need to reduce the size of the federal government. We need to return it back to the states and back to the local level.
Exactly. Good to hear from you. Big government. I hope you win for mayor. Big government has engineered what we're now seeing. This giant looting system, this crime syndicate, all big government does is allow powerful interests to get control of that government and rob you blind. And instead, we're going to get more government. Let's talk to Ken in Austin. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Two quick comments. The second one's most important. The first one is about the young man that called in earlier a while ago. I know without a doubt that was a setup. Young people can work a computer blindfolded. He knew he could go to a search engine. It was a setup to distract you. Okay, you rode that dead horse. Now, the most important statement that I want to make is Phil Berg has definitively proven that Obama is not eligible to be president of the United States. It's on ObamaCrimes.com. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you're right. I probably rode a dead horse. I don't know if that was a setup call. The point is, I mean, everything I've said is documented. It's all happening, exactly what we said. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, they're openly announcing world government in Newsweek where you'll pay your carbon taxes to the bank. And I got people emailing me telling me, where's the proof? I mean, what are you talking about? We don't have time to screw around. Just because some of you out there don't like what I'm saying and don't like because it's scary, it isn't going to go away by hiding your head under the pillow at night like an ostrich. I'm ranting. Because we should be ranting. This is crazy what's happening. Betty in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. I like to give people like a small analogy, like what you're talking about. It's like if you were walking down the street and there was a hole in a 10-foot hole in the road, if somebody warned you about it, wouldn't you be happy? Wouldn't you be happy that Alex is telling you there's a hole in the road that you wouldn't fall in it?
No, they want to be a bunch of jackasses smiling, like CNN keeps showing on the channel I'm watching. I have the audio off. I'm watching it over here, and they're just smiling like, everything's solved. And I see these men and women going, I'll never have to pay my bills anymore. I've actually got video. Everything's fixed. Everything's fine. And here comes Obama with troops on the streets, forced national drafts, checkpoints, regulations, taxes, hell on earth.
They'd better be in the hole yelling for Obama, a 10-foot hole yelling for him.
Wait a minute. I can hear him yelling in the hole. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'd like to say that my dad passed away this year, and he's been telling this information about fluoride and the vaccines, and he never let us children, his kids, his offspring get it, and we were all educated, so it took a longer time then when we just had word of mouth and newspaper, but this computer, I just got kicked off of it. I'm on the phone, but... It can make it really go fast, and that's our only hope, Alex, is this, like, fast knowledge across the world or something.
I agree, and they're openly shutting down the old web, letting the hubs die, the infrastructure, forcing us on the Internet, too, where it'll all be regulated and controlled. We got to get the word out now. Let's talk to Rob in Kansas real fast. Rob, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering if you had seen or heard about this citizen's briefing book link that's on Obama's change.gov site?
Well, yes, I have seen that today when I got back this morning. But on top of that, Rahm Emanuel first put up on change.gov a month ago compulsory service, not just 18 to 24, but up to 65. And then it was up for a week. The Washington Post did an article. We talked about it, and then he pulled it down, but not before we got screenshots. And it was all word for word what Rahm Emanuel wrote in his book about national compulsory service. And I've got Obama on video in Colorado Springs saying national compulsory service. But and so, yes, now they've announced. In fact, I have that in my stack of articles. We'll tell folks about it.
Well, I was just kind of curious because I was listening to Coast to Coast at work earlier in the week, and there was a UFO expert on there, and he was really excited because people have posted ideas for the government to investigate and reveal the existence of UFOs, and he was encouraging listeners of the show to call in and vote for that so that that would be placed in Obama's briefing book, and I was just...
Yeah, what Obama's doing is he was on CNN this week saying, I read my BlackBerry. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear from the people. It's all total bull. Then he can point at the person at a speech and say, I'm doing what Bob wanted. I'm doing what Rob wanted. So I'm listening to them. We'll be back after this quick news break with more of your calls and a ton of news.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose or bouquets, preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere. allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mistake, we're on the road to the New World Order, and that is a road to hell. They know the name for roads, they call them highways. Yeah, highway to hell. Party time, they're partying in D.C. Yeah, a bunch of idiots being sucked in by another scam artist, by the false media hologram that presidents actually run something. You know, I'm in the News in Focus section. The InfoWars featured article section. And I'm here looking, and I go down about 50 articles, and then I notice there's no link at the bottom to previous News in Focus articles. So there are some things we need to work on here, because I'm trying to find the article from about a week and a half ago that has the bill dealing with... Oh, well, actually, I found it, but we need an archive to all the older stories there. If you guys write a note, so I don't forget tomorrow, tell the web guy to put a link to that so that stuff's not walled off in cyberspace. You can still find it with a search engine. Proposed gun law will allow Obama AG Holder to ban guns at will. Story by Kurt Nemo, but he links to mainstream articles. It looks like the gun grabbers may have a field day when the new Congress convenes, but you can read the actual bill itself. New Attorney General Eric Holder have the ability to ban guns at will. We cite H.R. 1022. You can link over to thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress, and read that for yourself right there. Sponsored by New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy, 67 co-sponsors, and it's been introduced. And the bill allows the Attorney General to just ban whatever he wants. It's like saying, you're king, you can do whatever you want. That's what the banker bailout bill did passed October 3rd, 2008. Now 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And it states right there that you can't review what the Treasury's done, what the private Federal Reserve's done. It can be an unlimited amount of money. And I have clips off C-SPAN with the people trying to pass the bill saying, well, yeah, $700 billion is just a number we made up. It's a big number, but it's actually going to be trillions. We just made up $700 billion. You notice the mainstream media keeps saying $350 billion of the $700 billion has been spent. And it's really $8.5 trillion, and that was 5 weeks ago. We haven't gotten new numbers. It was $8.5 trillion 2 weeks, 2 months into this thing. 2 months and 2 weeks into this, to be technical. I don't know, do the math. October 3rd into early December. So that a couple months there. And you can read this. Cornyn said the plan would allow U.S. Attorney General, possibly Holder, to add the list of guns banned to the public. Any semi-automatic rifle or shotgun originally designed for military law enforcement use, so that's basically anything semi-automatic, or a firearm based on the design of such a firearm that is not particularly suitable for sporting purposes, as if the Second Amendment is for sporting, as determined by the Attorney General. Note, Holder wrote a brief to the District of Columbia, Heller case, supporting the position that you have no right to have a working firearm in your home of any type. So the new Attorney General says you shouldn't be able to own a bolt-action single shot. See, Obama says, well, I'm for the Second Amendment, but as prescribed by law with reasonable restrictions. And he supported in Illinois when he was a state senator and at the federal level, and he supported total gun bans in Chicago and D.C. So there they are. They've introduced the bill. H.R., that's House Resolution 1022. Go read it. I just read the subsection to you. Let me give you the website again. Thomas.loc, Library of Congress, Thomas.loc.gov. Let me give it to you again. Okay? Okay? He can ban any gun he wants. They can ban anything they want. Everything semi-automatic to begin with. Thomas. After Thomas Jefferson. Thomas.loc.gov. Thomas.loc.gov. I'm going to say it again. Thomas.loc.gov. I'm going to say it again. Thomas.loc.gov, baby. And then when I was looking for that archived article, I've been out of town for a week, though I did spend some time on my own website reading news articles we linked to and posted. Up here at the top in the archive stuff of the week, I found a new bill they've introduced to register, because already when you buy a gun, it's rifle, handgun, or long, you know, or shotgun. And then they know that you've got that, and they can go get, you know, come after you. They quote instant checks, really registration. Well, this is an even worse one. I just can't believe this. You know, and he goes up there, oh, I'm not going to take your guns. Don't worry. Don't go out and buy a bunch. Everything's fine. I'm just appointed an attorney general who's for a total gun ban on record and has lobbied before the Supreme Court to completely ban guns, but everything's okay. It isn't okay. The first gun laws were against black people in this country because slaves are disarmed. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Glad to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I'm my husband works for the cable company, and, you know, just over the past 6 months, he's gone from calling me crazy to actually saying, you know, I really don't have a good feeling about some of this, you know, because, you know, he's been hearing about, you know, people, you know, people's bandwidth getting, you know, basically plastered up for everybody to see, you know.
That's right. The end of net neutrality began in Montreal and in Houston, Texas. Now it's going statewide in Texas.
Yeah.
He's with Time Warner, of course, right?
Yeah, well, it's Suddenlink. So,
well, is that a subsidiary? Because Time Warner began the end of net neutrality in Texas and in Canada a year ago.
Oh, wow.
And for those that don't know, that's only one attack paradigm, one move to shut down the web. They openly stated.
Yeah, he went from saying, like, oh, there's no way they could ever, you know, shut down the Internet. That's insane. To, you know, this is really starting to get a little scary.
They're now shutting it down. They're now restricting it. They're now controlling it. And then they openly state in the Internet, too, that's a consortium of government and private corporations in their own minutes, going back at least 6 years ago, that how they're going to kill the web and how they're going to shut it down and force you onto a new web where you have no freedom. It's only going to be about 1,000 websites.
Yeah, it's about limiting communication. Well, not just limiting it, killing it. They want to kill communication because they don't want us telling the truth, you know, online or on the radio or anything like that, because they don't want...
Well, does your husband know that digital cable boxes track and trace everything you watch and do and put it into detailed psychological algorithm, behavioral psychology packages?
Oh, yeah, they probably know about, you know, what your kids watch and, you know... So that, you know, later on when they go to pick you up, they'll know that, hey, they have a smart
home. Does your husband know there's a built-in microphone in all those Scientific Atlantic boxes?
Oh, yeah. He still doesn't believe things like that, you know.
Oh, really? You can open it up. It's right there.
It's really hard to get, you know, people to realize how controlled it really is. And then when they find out, they get really paranoid.
That's what I mean, folks. People think I'm some cutting-edge guy. I'm not. This is all stated. We are deep in this. We are deep into this.
We are. And we had the window open earlier, and I was talking about Obama and how I hate this new Stasi kind of policy where, you know, everybody tells on everybody else. And he said, oh, shoot, the window's open. And I'm like, I don't care if the window's open.
Oh, my gosh, we're in a free country. Oh, neighbors, oh, my.
You know, but that's just all I wanted to say. And, you know, I'm just thankful that you're back.
Well, yeah,
Jason and Bob Dacey did a great job, though, while you were gone.
Hey, you're awesome, Sherry. Good to hear you. Yeah, I'm a little riled up today. I've been out of town. Alex in California. California, like our Auslander governor says. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I've spoken to you before. Listen, I want to get straight to the point here. I'm from Southern California. I'm a freelancer.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I think you're call waiting. Somebody's calling you. You can take that.
Okay.
You can take that call or continue.
This is Steve. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, somehow I didn't touch the phone lines. The phone system just shut down and dropped all the callers except you. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, yeah, I was calling. Gosh, this Obama and all the media hype has been driving me crazy ever since hearing about Ron Paul.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. There's people like you that are holding back Obama saving this country. We got to do whatever the government says. They'll fix it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah. Oh, where have you been, my blue?
Yeah, I hadn't seen the note hanging in the control room, but if it got some glitch with the phone system
where have you been?
When I go to a call, it hangs up on all the others every once in a while. So I'm sorry to the caller in Australia and other places that were holding. I was about to go to you. Maybe the guy from Australia can call back in at 877-590-5525. But regardless, I'll be back on the air tomorrow and call me then. Okay, I'm going to go back to Steve, who the phone system defaulted to when it hung up on Alex from California. But I want to let Alex finish up from California. Alex, you got cut off there. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Alex. What I was going to tell you is I'm a freelance artist from Southern California. I'm working for the Inland Empire Weekly right now. I'm doing a story covering the events you covered on December 15th involving the Marines at a DUI checkpoint in San Bernardino with the California Highway Patrol.
That's right, the Marines outrunning checkpoints against the American people.
Right, right. And so a little bit of an update, but what I wanted to tell you is that I spoke to the television reporter from a Palm Springs TV station, and he went on the record with me and talked to me, and there still seems to be some sort of conflict reports, and I'm still trying to figure out whether or not they were armed, whether or not some of them...
The Marines put out a press release to the Highway Patrol saying they were going to run checkpoints against the American people. Then they backed off of it and said they weren't, but then they did run the checkpoints, according to the TV station and local news station.
Right, right. And so I also spoke to a DUI attorney and a constitutional expert on Palm Springs. His name's Michael Kennedy. And he informed me that, yeah, you know, it definitely happened. It definitely was illegal, unconstitutional. But
sir, the Marines have announced just a couple weeks ago in major newspapers that they will be engaging the American people, that it's non-terror related, that the new job of the military in NORTHCOM is fighting the American people, not just regular Army, not just National Guard, but the U.S. Marine Corps.
Right, right. And I just wanted to maybe see if I can get a hold of you later and contact you, use you as a source for my article, because I think it's a good way to expose this to people, the Inland Empire Weekly. I'm a freelancer and I write about music, but I think this is very important and it's very alarming.
Yeah, let me do this. Let me put you on hold. And yeah. I've got Paul Hartman in there who runs the radio show and TV show.
Sure.
During the weekdays. And we can set up 10 minutes or something to talk. We also, we probably wrote 5-6 big articles detailing everything on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You're welcome to use any of that. But, guys, get his name and number, and then give it to Aaron, who's producing right now. And then let's set up a time to talk in the next few days, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. Okay, let's go to Steve in Atlanta, who we're going back to because the phone system glitched earlier. Okay, Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Thanks so much for what you're doing. I'm a physician, and I was training up in Pittsburgh when I first heard about Ron Paul, and I kind of found the Alex Jones show through your 9/11 Truth, and I think there was another one, The End Game, that somebody actually had given that DVD to my father, who lives up in Pittsburgh, and that was amazing work, and it got me really interested in learning as much as I could that wasn't in the media, and I really was paying attention to how NPR was covering the elections, and everybody was really covering the elections, glowing about Obama and Hillary, and it was really frustrating to go through the primaries up there in Pennsylvania and have it already decided before we even voted.
Again, we know it's a corrupt system. They want to make it all about the presidents. We're not saying McCain would have been good either. The point is they were both selected, and the heir apparent, the golden boy, is Barack Obama. That should send red flags up to everybody. Then you look at his policies, and, man, if you didn't like George Bush, you're going to hate Obama, but all these suckers have signed on to him psychologically, so they're not going to want to admit they got conned, so they're going to sign on to the big police state agenda.
Yeah, what's been amazing to me, though, is I've been paying attention because I wake up to my alarm clock goes off the local radio, and it's NPR, and lately they've been covering the Keynesian marketing, economy.
Yeah, the Keynesian economic system, yeah.
Yeah, which is garbage, and they're not really covering the free market, but they do sort of mention it.
Well, they claim the Keynesian system is the free market when it's not a free market system.
Right. It's so frustrating. I've written to NPR like about a dozen times in the last year saying...
National Petroleum Radio.
Yeah, that basically is what it is. And being in healthcare, you know, it's kind of scary to hear that they want to basically reform it. I mean, although everybody wants to have healthcare reform because they don't have any money, although that's kind of a big Ponzi scheme. And it's,
that's right. We're bankrupt. Well, we don't, because it's all about the HMOs scamming everybody. The media claims it's rich doctors. Doctors, as you know, are making less than ever. Meanwhile, the states are bankrupt from treating 30 million illegal aliens.
Yeah, and I'm in primary care. We can't get that many American medical grads to go into primary care family medicine. They have a shortage in Massachusetts where they mandated health insurance for everybody. Everybody has to buy it or pay a tax penalty.
The country has been they have to wreck it to take it over. They have to destroy the economy so they can then buy it up at fire sale prices. Great to hear from you. Love to talk more. We've got to get to everybody here. Let's talk to Noah in Denton, Texas. You're on the air.
Alex, good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you.
I'm a member of North Texans for 9/11 Truth.
Good.
And yesterday we went to a parade in downtown Dallas, the Martin Luther King Parade, and we handed out over 1,000 DVDs, and we made the Dallas Morning News. If you Google Dallas MLK Parade 2009, you'll see our.
And we all went out and protested the Federal Reserve a few months ago, and that made the Dallas Morning News. And here's the example. This is the solution. It isn't one little box with a bow on it. It's what you're doing. Going out, handing out DVDs, handing out flyers, educating people, countering the mainstream media with force multiplication. It is unstoppable. I salute you.
Thank you very much.
Any questions or comments? He's gone. Good job. Okay, let's talk to James in Texas. You're on the air, James.
Hey, Alex, I listened to your show last weekend with Jason on. And I didn't catch you mentioning anything about the ordeal that's supposed to be going on, like the day or 2 days after the inauguration. They're talking about a disaster.
Yeah, they're saying a big surprise that'll be unpopular, what Obama's going to do. And it could be a week after, it could be a month after, devaluing the U.S. currency, but a whole bunch of things, continuing the war in Iraq, putting more troops in Afghanistan. Look, Obama wants a $1.5 trillion defense budget. $1.1 isn't enough for him. But go ahead.
Oh, I was just curious what your input was on all this and everything, you know, what Jason had to say.
Well,
you know,
I mean, what was Burns saying he thinks the crisis is?
Well, he don't know. He said he didn't have a clue. He was just playing a recording, you know, of what somebody was saying. I didn't even catch who the person was, the guy that was talking about
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden was talking about it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to be covering it. We're sure going to find out, aren't we? But they've said it's going to be very unpopular. They're going to do it. Look, the country is going into receivership like a third world nation to foreign banks, which set up the scam to begin with. They are criminals. The debt is a fraud. We need to arrest these people. We need to have a public awakening to the military-industrial complex. They're the ones setting up the North American Union. They're the ones butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're the ones coming after the Second Amendment, both parties. They're the ones destroying this country like no foreign enemy could ever do. Foreign military enemy. This is a foreign multinational financial group that is engineering this. Last caller I have time to go to from North Carolina. That's Chunch, I believe is how you pronounce it. You're on the air. Okay, it's Chuck. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, hey, man. Great playing me that Stephen Marley Mind Control. Love it. And I am so sick and tired of people attacking you on the internet and on the and on your show when Burmese was in there. It is disgusting. You do more than anyone else does, hands down.
That's why we're being attacked. That's why we're being attacked. And I appreciate your call, my friend. We're just flat out of time, and I'm sorry I can't get to all the other callers. Look, in closing, I'm just a normal person. But when I read a Club of Rome document written in 1992, republished by the Council on Foreign Relations at CFR.org, where they openly say the fake environmental movement has nothing to do with saving the environment, everything to do with regulating your life and controlling you. Big corporations want to shut down their competition. They're going to use regulation they control, selectively enforced against this country, to shut us down. And then the CFR also said in the same document that they would use fake terrorism as the pretext for the police state. And now, what did I tell you all these years? I told you years before 9/11. I said they'll stage a big terror attack or a string of terror attacks. I said probably against the World Trade Center. I'm on record. On TV and radio saying that. And then after they stage those events, they're going to claim it's to fight a foreign enemy, and then suddenly they'll switch it and say, oh, no, it's for domestic. And now that the criminal, illegitimate government says that it is to fight the American people against insurrection, what is it the federal government, totally bankrupt and out of control, is planning that they know will cause insurrection? Then you understand why Obama calls himself Lincoln. Then you understand about federal tyranny. Posse Comitatus was passed after Lincoln, saying you can't use U.S. troops against the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, I never claimed I was the best man for this job. I never claimed I had all the answers, but I know this. I'm stepping up when a lot of other people didn't, and we've been right about everything. And we're going hardcore against this enemy in defense of the United States and the Republic and free peoples everywhere. I want to thank all our sponsors, you, the great listeners that make it all possible, and my great crew in there tonight. God bless you all. I'll see you at InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Do back.